And now let's get a check of what the coronavirus pandemic looks like outside the U.S. With me via Skype for our weekly look at some of the top international stories of the coming days is the BBC's Audrey Tinlin in London. Hello, Audrey.
Hi there, Mark.
So what is the extent of the outbreak in Europe as we start this week?
Well, as we go into the new week, there is some slightly better news for some European countries where the death toll has been amongst the highest recently. Today, Spain reported a fourth consecutive drop in the number of coronavirus-related deaths, with 637 over the past 24 hours. Now, that is the lowest number in nearly 2 weeks. And the Spanish government says it's now starting to look at how it might ease the lockdown when the time comes, and that will start on April 25th if this trend continues. Italy on Sunday also recorded its lowest daily death toll in over 2 weeks. And here in the UK on Sunday, the number of people who'd died after testing positive rose by 621 compared with the previous 24 hours, but that was slightly down on the day before. But there's no sign yet to the end of the nationwide lockdown here in the UK.
We should also mention in the UK, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, is in the hospital being tested for the effects of COVID-19. What is the latest on his condition?
Yeah, this has been very big news here, as you can imagine, one of the highest profile world leaders to be actually hospitalised. Last night, the news came through to us here in the UK that Boris Johnson, who tested positive for COVID 10 days ago, is now in the hospital. His condition has not improved and he still has symptoms, notably a high temperature. Now, what they are saying is that he is having tests and that's why he was taken into the hospital. To some extent, they're obviously playing this down. The government says that Mr. Johnson is still in charge, but the daily meeting on COVID, which happens every morning at 9:30 in the morning here, that was chaired by the man who is his deputy, the Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab. So Mr. Johnson didn't share that. And people are just waiting to see what news there is of him yet.
And Japan is also now declaring a state of emergency. Why now?
Well, this is quite interesting because Japan for a while has been struggling with the conflicting views on how to handle this outbreak. The Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced today he'll declare a coronavirus state of emergency in Tokyo and six other regions. And the real reason behind this seems to be that there was a spike in deaths in Tokyo and a surge in cases there. It's the world's biggest city. The state of emergency will be implemented in the next few days and it will give the governors of Japanese prefectures the ability to close schools and businesses. Many schools are already closed, but the authorities won't have the legal authority to order citizens to stay at home.
Now, Audrey, let's move on to India now, which is, of course, the world's biggest democracy. It's entering its third week of lockdown. Last night, hundreds of millions of people across that country switched off their electric lights and lit lamps and candles to show solidarity in the fight against the coronavirus. How is India handling the crisis so far?
Yeah, that was a very poignant commemoration event last night. If you saw the pictures and our correspondents at the BBC were telling us about it, you know, people came out to in a symbol of hope, really. What they're hoping is that it just doesn't get any worse because India cannot cope with the level of coronavirus cases that we've seen in other countries around the world. At the moment, they have just over 3,500 cases officially and a death toll of 83. Now, that does seem like a very low number in a densely populated country of 1.3 billion people. But tests are low there and people have gone from the cities back into the countryside where there isn't much testing at all. India spends only about 1.3% of its GDP on public health, amongst the lowest in the world. So people are very concerned there. If this catches hold, how are they going to cope?
Audrey, let me ask you briefly about face masks. It's something most countries were never used to seeing people wearing in public, but they are becoming more and more common here in the U.S. and elsewhere around the world. The World Health Organization has been looking again at this issue, hasn't it?
Yeah, the World Health Organization has said that it is going to look again at the guidance it gives. At the moment, its official guidance is that masks like gloves and other protective gear can help the spread of coronavirus, but only if they're used in the right circumstances. And the WHO says that currently its advice is only two types of people should definitely wear masks, those who are sick and those who are caring for the sick or the suspected sick. And the coronavirus is spread, as we all know, by droplets that can spray into the air when people infected talk or cough or sneeze. So what the WHO is looking again at is how far these droplets can actually reach and be projected. If it's further than previously thought, then the guidance could change and say people should wear masks. And some countries around the world, obviously, that's already compulsory. The Czech Republic, Slovakia, some parts of China, you can be fined if you don't go out with your mask on.
All right. That is the BBC's Audrey Tinlin in London. Audrey, as always, good to talk to you. Thank you. Be well.
Thanks very much, and you take care.